The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 6th day of April 2012, talking with Chad in Alaska. Chad, you're leaving out some very important points here. Yes, you got the thing that property gives you unalienable and immutable rights. And when this country was set up, these were the people that voted on issues were only property owners. If you weren't a property owner, the idea was you don't have a stake in this game, so therefore we don't need your opinion. But then we changed the vote that everybody in this great democracy has a voice. And those people that could not do for themselves, have you noticed that number has been getting greater and greater and greater? We have been nurturing underclasses in this country for a very, very long time through the school systems. What are they teaching these kids? Absolutely nothing. They're not teaching them to be thinkers, to be observers, to use critical thought, to use judgment, and develop all of these life skills. So when it's time to leave mama and daddy's, that you're pretty well equipped to go out there in the world and fend for yourself. There are many reasons, Chad. What I'm getting to is there is many reasons why this system is failing. But to come in on top of all of this BS and then say, well, you know, people have the fundamental right to survive and we've got a safety net them, and no. No, God, no.
Well, I wasn't saying that. I mean, there may be many reasons for why things are the way they are, but I'm trying to get at the root reasons. And, you know, if we go back to, like, caveman times, it's okay to have as many babies as you want without any responsibility, because some will die and there's plenty of places to feed yourself from, and if there's endless expanses of land. But now, as we come into modern times, we're still breeding like cavemen without any care or responsibility for the welfare of the children that we bring into this world.
Chad, I don't know what kind of water you drink up there, man. Come on! Back in the Cro-Magnon days, let me tell you something. If the Cro-Magnon went out there and saw the glint of his eye, grabbed her by the hair, drug her into the cave, and you know the drill, and had 10 babies, and he's out there fighting the mammoth, and, well, the mammoth gets pissed and walks over and steps on him and kills him, or incapacitates him. In that little community, I didn't live back then, but I think that it was a little bit more a communal type thing, and yeah, okay, you can have a little bit of my stuff over here. But I'll tell you what you didn't have. You didn't have Child Protective Services standing there going, you know, we're going to take your children from you because you're not providing for your children correctly. Chad, do you see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, but I'm saying we can't just keep dumping babies into the system and expecting the system to provide for them without accepting socialism.
Okay. All right. Chad, thanks for your call.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, I'm back. Talking to an employee. I never have a break. You think these are commercial breaks and, you know, like the listener, they can go make a sandwich, you know, pick their nose, whatnot. I can't. At any rate, busy all the time. Chad, I know you're still listening to the program. And look, let me just put it to you as succinctly as I can. My right to my survival, to my stuff, trumps your needs, okay? And we can get into all kinds of sidetracking issues here and, you know, and babies and all that other stuff. Look, in this country, you have the right, used to have the right to be a millionaire or the right to starve to death if that's the path that you chose. And as I started to say to you, and to make you understand that there were charitable organizations, not the nanny welfare state, not a bunch of bureaucratic, mind-numbing individuals that set up massive programs, never to be ended, but in perpetuity, to keep people lazy, And it does. Remember the arguments back in the 70s, folks, about welfare? And how many women, well, you know, if I squirt out a few more babies here, I'll get more money from the state. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly, they were rewarding them for more irresponsible behavior. But don't worry, we're rich enough, we're big enough, we can take care of those people. My God. The idea is to get back to the fundamentals that make people strong and independent, not more dependent and more stupid. No, I don't want to suggest that's what the guy does. Was that Sarah Palin's kid?
Because he was talking like he was from Minnesota.
Chad, get back to fundamentals. Rearrange your wiring a little bit. You're into the need of the people. Your need does not trump my survival, my stuff. Socialism is not the way to go. Unless we have a democracy that can be set up that I vote that all the money be taken out of your pocket, not mine. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Hey, you were just mentioning about being rewarded for irresponsibility, being a welfare queen. I'm thinking, sounds a lot like a banking king to me, too, don't it?
Well, but no, they're just in. I can't say that on air.
Yeah, they're having
it's
baby
been, it's been a long week.
I was gonna take you back, rewind back to Meshuggah when you was talking to Mark and his hogs. But the DNR has to call them feral because the news media has pretty much bastardized feral hogs. These aren't feral hogs, John. They're free-range hogs. Those two words, free-range, is the thing that the corporate industrial food producers hate worse than anything else is the term free range.
Mm-hmm.
That is a major deterrent to their operations. Mark has free range hogs. He don't have feral hogs.
That's right. You know, I mean, and I used it, and it probably wasn't the proper analogy, but house cats, you know, if they're born in a litter outside of human influence, what are they? They're feral. They're wild cats. But take that same little putty tat and you feed them, even if they're outdoor cats. You take care of them. You know, you put a flea collar on them or feed them or whatever. They will become more friendly to human beings. That ceases to be a feral cat, even though it's a free-range cat. Not your in-the-lap putty tat that never gets outside the house because he's a putty tat, a home cat. You know, I'm. It's frustrating. What I'm starting to realize, Mark, is it's not the government. The government's bringing the majority of the problems, but I think the government reflects the intelligent quotient of the people.
Look at your GMO discussion you were just having. This is a perfect analogy. You got the end of the supply chain individual in the food industry is your local grocery store. Now, this local grocery store, 9 times out of 10, it ain't mom and pop anymore anyway, so he's about as local as your local, you know, mega bank there on the corner.
Right.
But here's the thing. That the manager of that store, but see, John, you don't understand. They pay for the bike safety course each year at the library for the kids. John, don't you understand they sponsor the 4th of July fireworks show for us?
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry, the store manager, he would never do anything to hurt us. He's a member of the Chamber of Commerce. He's an outstanding member of the First Baptist Church.
Oh, so you're trying to sell me the benefit versus the dirty, dastardly deeds they're doing, but look what I'm getting. I'm getting fireworks and free beer.
Certainly. And who knows what all else behind the council chambers, like tax abatements?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Well, and I don't know what you thought about the story that I did about Vermont and the genetically modified food stuff. I mean, even the, and please, I'm not necessarily picking on Californians out there, but you got to admit, your state's pretty screwed up. But even the people out in California said, you know what? Forget my political leanings. Forget I'm a Democrat. Forget I'm a Republican. Forget I'm neither or both, or I'm independent or whatever. They did a ballot initiative. And those are double-edged swords themselves. I won't jump down that rabbit hole, but at least on this one, they got it right. When the state legislature would not serve the real need of those people by way of just honestly labeling stuff, they know out in California, evidently, what's good for them and what's not, at least what they eat. But they figured out that, wait a minute, the state legislature has been bought off. They've been intimidated. They've been given the carte blanche to go have how many hookers at the chicken ranch, whatever. That we're going to take the responsibility for this. We're going to circulate the petitions, and we're going to get this on the ballot, and we're going to get this done. That's when the people joined in on a cause, and it was a good cause. You know, I mean, but see, I don't even like that idea. Because these ballot initiatives, if you can convince enough people that something's good and it's really, really bad, these ballot initiatives aren't necessarily good. What is the number one check against this kind of stuff? It's the
news
state
media.
Nah, it's the state constitution. Come on, Mark.
Well, the constitution would be fine, but when the government tries to step outside their boundaries, it should be pointed out. They've kept this GMO behind the curtain long enough, John. How entrenched is it, actually?
Oh.
How entrenched? See, that's what they do.
Look, the figures are out. 90% of the stuff, walk into any grocery store in any town, USA, and 90% of the stuff on the shelves is of genetically modified origin. Period.
Okay, now you know the next play that they're going to come out when they break the huddle. The next play from Monsanto is going to be, well, you know, there's going to be a price increase thrown at you, and then, of course, it'll be the, well, we told you so.
Well, good. I'll go out there and make the 10% of the people that didn't climb on board or at least went to bed with these people, I'll do my business with the remaining 10%, and I'll put you clowns out of business.
God bless you, but here's the thing now. Do we have enough real seeds left, short of storming the seed bank in the Netherlands? Do we have enough real seeds left to actually produce the crop
would
be necessary to fund all those people that the guy in Alaska was talking about?
And before you got that sentence out, I gave you five yeses.
Well, I was trying to finish a sentence.
I know. But no, hey, these wonderful seeds, these natural seeds that these seed companies have been selling to individuals for years, they got more seed than they can plant right now. But let them go ahead and plant them and share them with their neighbors. There's one thing about good seed, it spreads fast.
Well, let me tell you this. If this catches on and we get these GMOs the heck out of here where they never should have been in the first place, you and I need to start raising bees and start raising them real fast.
Well, isn't that funny you mentioned that, because my wife and I signed up for a bee class. Vinny is going to have beekeepers up at the Missouri Expo up there in Springfield. And, bees, absolutely. By the way, you're a Texan here. I've had very few Texans here in the last couple of days calling in. Did you see the news reports on the threatening of our wonderful little bluebells down here in Texas by what they're calling the bastard cabbage plant?
No.
You didn't see that?
No, I haven't caught. I've been too busy dodging tornadoes.
Okay, well, when you're ducking between raindrops and funnel clouds out there, just take a look. These tall things are about 2-3 feet that have yellow flowers on them and look like a weed. They really are. I don't know why they call them cabbage, but they're called bastard cabbage, I guess.
Feral cabbage.
Yeah, there you go. It's feral cabbage. But it was threatening the habitat of the bluebells. And down here in Texas, we all know why we all celebrate the bluebell. It's the signs of spring, and it's the last vestiges of any cool weather. See, these bluebells can't survive in the summer down here, folks.
Yeah, the bluebonnets, they're just a quick spring, you know, spring up and gone.
Yeah, so it's a big celebration. Everybody goes out and plops their children in fields of this stuff and takes pictures. Well, they were doing these stories on the bastard cabbage, and they said, you know, the only way to really get rid of this stuff is to literally pull it out by the root. And there was one reporter that took a plant, pulled it out, and here's this long tap root. And he says, but the real key is to get them when they're young. So what he was basically telling the listeners is go after those little bastards. Don't wait till they get big. Go after the little ones.
Well, you know, when it comes to GMOs in our state legislature, I think they passed pretty near 4,000 new laws down there this last session.
Hey, hang on a second. You're talking into my break, Mark.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here.
Says the Joker to Mark. Oh, I'm sorry. Mark.
Good choice. Magic carpet ride I was hoping for, but that's okay.
All right. Well, we don't... Manny, don't. Steppenwolf can wait till you get off.
It's Request Friday.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. You know, yeah, there's no money in Patriot Radio, so yeah, let me go out there and do a top 40
top
station.
Top 40. Yeah. Top 40 from the 1940s. Yeah,
from the 40s, yeah. But, you know, I look, you know, I don't know, Mark, you're awake. You've seen what's going on for a long time. You know, the other day, I had somebody that used to live in Round Rock so many years ago that it was the time they had one stoplight in Round Rock, Texas. And he said, you know, he said, are you familiar with the history of the area and the state? And I said, well, I'm relatively new. I'm learning all the time. I said, I saw from afar that everything that they were touting down here, when anybody ever spoke of Texas, oh, yeah, the Alamo. And I kept questioning. I go, you know, the Alamo, everybody died. Why don't you guys talk about San Jacinto, if not in the same breath, at least in the same sentence? But this guy told me, he said, you know, he said, down here in Texas, prior to 1968, there wasn't even a state income tax.
Yeah.
And when they did enact it, the politicians said, oh, well, we're going to enact this. We need funds for the state. We're going to do a 1% state sales tax, but we're going to rescind it when the emergency's over. Well, guess what they didn't do? What are we up to now, 8.25%?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a state income tax. And, well, of course, the state always has the need and always demonstrates it has a need for more tax money. That's what they do. You know, there.
This is a while ago, but Clements instigated a temporary gas tax increase. And he said it was just, you know, to help out with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it will be rescinded, you know, shortly thereafter. It's still in place, don't you know?
Well, you know, I've got a guy. He's probably going to call into the show because he listens to the show. I've got a guy that is all over me about this kaffir stuff. And I've got to get Walt Burian back on. And, well, I had somebody that subbed for me that went counter to what you say on your program. So I got to go back and listen to what my sub said about a particular subject.
Right.
But the point being that this guy has been all over me about the state kaffirs. And I am not sure. They used to have a lot of money in those. But I'm not sure that that money is there anymore, because what did they do with the state's money? Didn't they invest it? And where did they invest the retirement accounts, the retirement funds? Didn't they put it in stocks? Didn't they put it in bonds? Didn't they put it in this and that and the other? Is the money even there?
I'm sure the money's still there, but I bet it's took a hit.
I bet you it's taken a major hit.
Yeah. You know, even the cities are involved in that same thing. You know, through their little municipality club that they have, they're doing the same thing with their pensions. You know, the state, the cities, the fire departments, yeah, everybody's doing that. They're all dancing to the same tune. They've all took a major hit on this deal.
Hmm.
You know, I really believe that's why they can't let the stock market fail.
Yeah.
You know, that was part of, you know, when all this really took that turn, like we talked about Reagan before, you know, with the Plunge Protection Team, the Working Group on Financial Markets. John, that's why it was all put in place. It had nothing to do with really, you know, manipulating the stock market except for the benefit of the pension plans. And, of course, letting the CEOs get out and sell their stock.
Well,
but our state legislature, and I'm sure all the other legislatures across the United States, every one of them, they're too big. I mean, our legislature, it's 3,000 to 4,000 new laws every time them yahoos get together. 3,000 to 4,000, and they're protecting us from ourselves. They don't have time to be messing with no GMO stuff. You know, and you said one stoplight in Round Rock, John. It's hard to run a city off one stoplight, don't you know?
Well, I mean.
Run it properly, I mean. Yeah.
Well, you're familiar with Round Rock area.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you see when you drive up 35 into Round Rock? It looks like corporate signage maven up here.
Yeah.
The city is literally run by car dealers. I mean, there are no independent businesses here in Round Rock. If they are, they're out of business, or they're going out of business here real soon. You know, I am tired of the greedy, grabbing, money grubbing, yes, selling that thing that, yes, we've got to do business and look at the tax income it'll bring into the city. Forget that we, you know, did a little abatement or a little promissory thing that, yeah, you move your big box stores in here and we'll give you some tax breaks. You know,
the only private businesses left are pet salons, tanning salons.
And nail salons.
And nail salons and tattoo salons.
No, and the ones that are running the massage parlor out the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see y'all, buddy.
Okay, man.
Hey, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye now.
All right. Colin in California. Speaking of California, hello, Colin.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk. Whenever I run across guys like Chad, I say, look, if it's such a great deal and they've got it all ironed out, why do you force me to participate? You know, what do you care if I'm involved or not? And the reason why is because they know it's the same reason they have to get rid of America.
Well, hang on to that thought, Colin, because you've struck a vein here. Expound on that, if you will. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. Support the sponsors, folks. Please.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Colin, continue, sir.
Yeah, I tell people like Chad that the reason that they want everybody to participate is because so you can't see other systems and judge them against them, just like America. The bankers had to take out America because it'll be obvious to the rest of the world how much more successful and what a better lifestyle we had under freedom and without the corruption than the rest of the world did. That's why they immediately from day one had to take America out. Yeah. The same thing, socialism has proven, no matter where it's been tried, it doesn't work. It's constant failure. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul, no matter how worthy you think it is.
Well, I get that. And evidently, I don't know, some people just don't seem to get it. They have in their bleeding little palms, they have, you know, their great need, and it needs to be fulfilled. And they're willing to chuck all in order to get what they need. You know, that is the basis for socialism. They have a need, and you've got what they need. So give me a little bit of that.
I say, wake up. You know, you're not thinking. Obviously, it's been tried, and it's failed over and over again. So freedom has been tried, and it's a major success until the little chipping away slowly that took 100 years to make it into a socialist well, we're practicing the entire Communist Manifesto today,
yeah,
type of failure that it is. It's failing not because of capitalism, but because of socialism.
Right.
And people are so blind, like Chad, that refuse to wake up and start thinking. And they just look at it like, hey, compared to anywhere else, socialism always failed. Freedom was the only thing that really thrived.
Well,
and now we're going to go down back to socialism?
Well,
the hell's wrong with this picture?
Well, yeah, and see, this is, you know, it's not the fluoride in the water. It's people that don't have the capacity for critical thinking. You know, that's part of the problem. The schools stopped teaching them how to think and started teaching them what to think.
Right. That's the slow chipping away.
It is. You know, I've got a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to in months because he's been real, real busy. This guy is setting himself up in a business. It's connected to oil fields here in Texas. I don't want to give out too much information because the guy's in the middle of putting it together. But point being, he said, look, he said, I'm going to be doing something with the oil patches down here in Texas. And he said, you know, we went to the banks. When he said we, he's including himself in the developers for the oil fields and whatever else. And he says, we went to the banks and said, hey, this is our game plan. This is what's here. This is what it's worth. This is how much money we need to develop this and bring it to market. Every one of these banks said no. All the majors said no.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally figured out, and they finally got a hold of some banks that have, I guess, their own money in this country, and they said, yeah, we've reviewed your plan, it's solid, how much money do you need? And he said that they had to go in order to develop these, get this, in order to develop these oil patches here in Texas, they had to go to the banks in South Korea to borrow the money because the banks here in the U.S. would not loan. And I said, well, I said, there is part of the problem, isn't it? It's the banking system that we have.
They're sabotaging us intentionally to fail.
They're
passing every law they possibly can to make us fail, and people like Chad just don't see it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to beat Chad up too much. Who knows? He could be Sarah Palin's long-lost kid. I don't know. Given enough time, I think Chad will even get this. Because
he will eventually when he finds out the new system that, if they get it through, it fails too.
Well, it
and
will
it's designed
fail.
To fail. It's designed to fail.
That's exactly right.
See, the reason why they socialism, I say, look, if you really had socialism, then that means for it to work, I'll give it a shot. The president is going to be my neighbor then, not some hierarchy that lives in a mansion and flies around on air, you know, jets and royalty. Then we're all going to live the same. I don't care who you are. You know, these still scale. That should be their first clue that it's all about robbing the slush fund. It's all about stealing the cookie jar for their own gain and our own demise.
That's right. And the equalizer, the great equalizer to all of these problems we're facing, and it's not the panacea. It's not, it'll fix everything. But the proper guidelines are the state and federal constitution. That's a good starting point. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We have to drop back to that, strengthen that. Go and weed out all the little bastard cabbages these guys have planted that are choking off my little bluebells. And we've got to start eliminating the Fed's power, the stuff that they have usurped and demand that it's their domain. And they're the head cheese is in charge. No, you and I are, Colin, you in California, me here in Texas. This is my state. California is your state. The mm-hmm. Republic of California, my God. Yeah, I think you still have that on your flags, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. But it's not a republic. They're running it as a legislative democracy.
Right.
They've thrown the rule book out. And it's time we throw them out.
But the whole thing is that people got to say, if it's such a good deal, you should have a choice. You should be able to participate.
Right.
If you want to give them your tax system and let them run and be your nanny and babysit you because you're too stupid to take care of yourself, then that's your right. I have no gripe with that. But just don't say that I have to participate along with you people. And the reason that they don't is because, like I said, it'll soon become very obvious that their system sucks and freedom rules.
Yeah.
Anyhow, take care, John.
Thank you. Appreciate
all right,
it, Colin. There's one person in California that sees the light. And you know, maybe maybe, Colin, that is the, maybe that's the temporary fix right now, is we allow them to do what they want to do. But we reserve the right to participate or not to participate. I've heard that argument before, and in light of what I'm seeing right now, that may not be a bad way to go, but that will take a long time, especially in emergency situations that we find ourselves in now. The have-nots will want what you have, and they're going to continue emptying the coffers. You're still going to be taxed. You may not want to participate in Obamacare. Maybe you want to. I don't think that you would. But my point being that if you give carte blanche to these people under the guise of choice to allow them to keep running in the same direction, and I'm talking about over the cliff, they will do it. And they will drag with them anybody that's in close proximity. You know, the problem I have with this is with their social programs and their social this and their social that, the way it's set up, is that everybody pays. That was the idea behind Social Security. Well, it was a good idea, and it was, man, it had loads of money when it started out. What was it, 10 to 1 for every one person who was collecting, 10 were paying in? Well, hell, that was a lot of useless money just lying around. So government has need. The people have need. So we'll just take a little bit more money out of that. Knowing full well, looking long-term, what they would do to the system that they themselves created. Safety nets. I love that term, safety net. Look, if I'm going to walk a high wire, I'm going to buy the damn net myself. I'm going to string it up myself. I will test it myself, and then I'll get up on my own high wire. And God help me if I didn't set up my safety net right and I do the dead cat bounce. My fault. Not anybody else's. Mine. But yeah, I guess that's one way of looking at it, Colin. Let them do what they want to do. We will survive. We're going to be okay, but they won't. Problem is, it's institutionalized and put in the hands of the Fed with all of their thuggery and their tactics. Wrong approach. Stephen in Oregon. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, John. Stephen here. Colin pretty much said most of what I wanted to say. He's an all right guy. But I can add to it just a tiny bit. Is that, man, if they leave me alone, I can make some money. And when I make money, I give it away. You know, and there's tens of millions of people just like me. You look at Ron Paul, for instance, who gave his medical stuff for free. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we do in America.
It was his choice. It was not mandated. It was his choice. Whether to bill somebody, if they didn't have the money, maybe he'd take a chicken or a pig. That was his choice, but the point being, his.
And the thing is, we're all like this. I know you are. I know I am. I know that, man, you know, if they leave us alone and we can make a few bucks, we'd give it away. You know what? Do you have a button? Do you have a button there that you can turn me off?
I can turn myself off. I have a cough button. But okay. No, Manny can turn you off. Why?
No, Manny, yeah, I like Manny, by the way. I want to give kudos to Manny. I really like him. But I'm going to try something. I'm going to let go right now. But if it doesn't work and you don't like it, then have Manny push the button, okay? Here it goes. And I love you, John. Hold on.
When I was in school, you know, we used to sing something like this.
Ray Charles. America's so great a blind man could see it. Thanks for your call, Stephen. I appreciate it. You know, one day, by the way, everybody around here hates Manny. You're the only guy that likes him. One day, Louis Armstrong's song, what was the title of it? I'll think of it here in a second.
Is it Wonderful World?
Yeah, that's the one. Were you running the show of the day? Well, how did you know?
I just know that song.
How do you know that song? Okay. Do you have it? Tell you what. It's Good Friday. If you people out there understand the meaning of Good Friday, well, then you get it. I think it'd be a good way to end the show. If you can pull that little puppy up, we'll leave that as a bump out on the show today. How's that one? I like that. Greg in Georgia. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Fair to middling. Mostly good.
What? You sound better today than yesterday.
Well, like I said, Greg, yesterday it just hit me, and I'm not infallible, and I have my moments, and I had an out-of-body experience, man, or an epiphany. I don't know what the hell it was.
Well, I've been listening for 4 years, and I want to first tell you what a great job you've done with Republic. It's my favorite of all the internet networks that I listen to.
Ah, but with one striking difference, we're only there's three of us that are really radio networks. All the rest of them are just internet based. That is not a radio network. I always like to make that distinction because it costs one hell of a lot of money to do it the old fashioned way with birds and, you know, production and staff and buildings. And a lot of these guys are running this internet stuff out of their basements, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have their place.
Well, yeah.
To get on to the topic, I've listened for 4 years but never called any of the shows that I listen to. Mm-hmm. You were saying today, you know, what is the solution? So I thought I'd give you the solution that I came up with some time back. But no one, including my wife, who is no longer here, wanted to hear about because it requires personal change. But when you do it, you can really change things.
Which D was it, divorce or death?
It's been a 2-year separation.
Okay, all right.
I'm giving her a little bit more time to see the light, but it's just not going to happen because what I propose is too simple but too hard to personally do for most people.
Okay, and which was?
Well, we can affect a change in this country within a matter of a few months if we all just stop being what they need us to be, and that's be consumers. That's the one power we have. We don't. They can fudge the ballot box. They can control a lot of aspects of our life. But if we just stop buying, then and being consumers,
and Greg,
the power
I understand what you're saying, but you also, if you've listened to this network and you've listened to my program, then you must have heard what I said yesterday in reference. And the explanation I gave was people that wanted people to listen to this network, just do a strike or do a nationwide strike or whatever the case may be. And I kept trying to explain to these people that if we did that, nobody would notice because we're not big enough yet. We're still building the numbers. We are just, they say take baby steps. You know, you got to learn how to walk before you run. We're just now breaking into a dead run. We got a long ways to go before we get there. And I understand what you are saying, Greg. Trust me, I really do. But the numbers are not great enough. There is not enough numbers and enough unity to pull something like that off and to really hit them below the belt line where it really hurt.
Well, I don't even have to leave my front door. In fact, I don't leave my front door. You know, I don't go anywhere. I just stopped driving my vehicle unless it's to go out and make money.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got rid of the big box stores and I found a little local grocery store that is three stores, you know, and it's hard to find their product. But when I really got down to it, I found out that they were cheaper than the people with the big W on their sign, you know?
So you became a conscientious shopper because you see what's going on. You had the ability to do it. If I can ask you, Greg, because there's some other things I want to cover here, but if I can ask you, what was the major rub between you and the missus?
Well, I mean, you turn off satellite or cable?
Huh?
Do you stop going places? You don't eat out? I mean, you stop going to the movies or buying rental videos? You literally stop consuming. And so by myself, my monthly budget that I can live on is $600.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything. That's taxes. That's everything.
Okay.
And I'm living in a mobile home, and I'm the trailer trash in a lake community where the houses run 5 to 20 times as much as my mobile home.
Okay, you're giving me the lawyer. You're giving me the lawyerly answer, the long answer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The short question is, what was the major rub? She could not handle the deprivation?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Because it's me. Our whole world is about me. And everyone says, I've got to have that new phone, car, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So she was still locked in that commercial matrix, and you weren't.
Right.
Okay.
Because it's a lifestyle change taken to the ultimate.
Well, does she know, Greg, that she's going to have to adopt that lifestyle whether she likes it or not?
Well, that's it. I tried for 2 years before she left, and then as I kept trying to implement more and more of saying, you know, we need to cut back. You know, right. We need to cut back because if you need less money, then you, with the money that's left, you can buy your food or you can buy your ammo or you can support your friends and family that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need the system if we do the right thing individually. And I don't think that we should say that only the people in Republic Network that listen to the network are the ones that can do this. This is something that we can tell our neighbor across the street or our family or friends what we're doing and why we're doing. And we don't have to get into them understanding anything about what's going on around them other than we're making a lifestyle change.
Yeah. Well, and Greg, do me a favor because I'm running out of time here. Just do me this one favor.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in touch with her. Don't get heavy on it. Just let her go for whatever discovery process she needs to make because obviously she wasn't buying what you were selling. But it sounds like you still care about the woman, and one day she's going to wake up and see exactly what you were trying to do. In other words, what I'm saying, some people will claim they get the best light from a burning bridge. Yeah, that bridge is two ways. Once you go to the other side, you can always come back.
Well, I mean, that's 20 years of history, but I'm more content today now than I've been at any time in the last 20 years.
Well,
because I've gotten to see what this lifestyle of spending time in the garden, raising my food, or taking care of my animals, or whatever, the benefits it personally gives me.
Okay.
Like I said, no one likes my idea. No one wants to do it. But, John, this is the solution.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, as long as you're comfortable in your skin down there, you know, more power to you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate the call. You imagine, boy, what resistance factor this guy might have. He's not called in for 4 years, and I'm the guy? Ooh. By the way, you don't think passing out these cards works, ladies and gentlemen? Let me tell you a quick minute story here. A guy that lives in Old Bridge, New Jersey. 90-year-old veteran. I guess he's been in contact with the remaining veterans of World War II. And there's only 3 Marines left that were on Midway Island. 3 of them out of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of Marines that were on Midway Island during World War II. And he told me a story that he said they were all We were all white guys. He said, we didn't have any colors there. We didn't have anything. And he says, communism was active back then, even within the own ranks of the Marine Corps. And I was listening to this guy, and I'm going, you know, his cheese kind of slipped off his cracker a little bit. And then he told me the story that a Marine came up to him, and he said, I'm guessing he was from Central or South America. He says, I wasn't quite sure. He said, but he came up to me and he started talking to me about joining the Communist Party. And I said, really? And I says, and you let this guy walk away? There were many casualties in World War II. Would they have missed that guy? Evidently, the Marines had a few bad men within their ranks. But he was well known on the entire island and what he was promoting. And none of the superiors did anything to this man, openly promoting communism while we're right in the middle of World War II. He doesn't have internet. He's never heard this program. He said, you know, he said, somebody gave me your card and it had your phone number in. And he said, I called your wife and talked to her. What a wonderful lady. And I called the guy back last night, 90-year-old Marine, one of three surviving from Midway, World War II, 90 years old. And he told me, he said, anything with Republic on it, I'm down with. He doesn't listen to internet or alternative radio, and he knew a lot. He didn't have to go source it out. He knew, because he's been paying attention 90 years of the man's life. I found that rather fascinating. Here we go, folks. We'll see you Monday.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful